The after-action report details what went right during last year's fire and where there's room for improvement. Makita says they applied lessons learned from the previous year's Waldo Canyon event, including providing a quicker flow of information to those displaced.
We took a risk and we began doing assessments immediately of those homes, knowing that there would be a potential degree of error, but we felt that the majority would be better served than the minority of errors that we may run into.
Among other details, Makita says the response included a faster mobilization of air assets than the year before, but revealed a need for more information gathering flights. As to the cause of the blaze, Makita says they know where it started, but not necessarily how. He says they've ruled out lightning, smoking, a campfire, and other miscellaneous causes. An exact source, Makita says, may never be determined.
I think is what we'll end up with is cases of probability, some being low and some being very high.
Makita says he can't comment any further on the cause and that they're waiting on a final report from the U.S. Forest Service before turning evidence over to the District Attorney's Office for review. The Black Forest Fire broke out 1 year ago tomorrow. It destroyed nearly 500 homes and killed two. For KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.